The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Okay. Our text line has been a little bit temperamental on the Monday morning, like most of us, to be honest. You know, it takes a while to warm up.
Yeah.
So if you are going to engage with us on the Daily Dilemma, I would implore you to please WhatsApp us, or you can Snapchat us as well. WhatsApp, same number, save it into your phone, 085 102 9103. So this came in over the weekend. I think it's an interesting one, that people might have been in this situation before. It's from a guy and it says, "Hi lads, I'm in a sticky situation which I'm hoping you might feature on your Daily Dilemma. I think my female housemate fancies me. Now, I've been in the house a couple of years and she moved in about 3 months ago. As time has gone on, she's become much more pally. She'll arrive in with a glass of wine poured for me in the evening, quote, 'cause I had a long day.' She'll sit on the couch beside me, even though all the other chairs are free in the room. And she started wandering around the house in a towel regularly. Now, when I got back to the house after a couple of drinks on Friday evening, she was there and she asked for a head massage.
What?
She is trying it on.
Yes.
Now, she's a hot girl, and if I saw her out in town, I'd be well in there trying to make a move. But I don't want to beep on my doorstep and potentially cause awkwardness at home.
What?
My other male housemate finds it hilarious and tells me I should crack in there, but I'm just not really comfortable with it. I'm wondering if any of your listeners have been with their housemates before and how it worked out. Should I stop worrying and just go for it?
What?
What are you
predictable.
What are you saying to yourself and us and others? Would you, for God's sake, stop writing an email and sleep with this woman?
No. Do not do that.
Patrish.
He lives with this girl.
Yeah. Easy access.
He's only seeing it for what it is now. You know, a quick shift and a whatever.
But more than a quick shift.
Let's face it, it probably won't work out and he'll have to be moving out very, very soon.
Or her.
What?
He's in the house longer.
What?
Do you know, it's just going to be awkward.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it to be with a housemate.
What is wrong with you people?
You live with this person.
There's no escape from
her.
She
is sitting down beside you with a glass of wine begging for a head massage. You don't even have to do any groundwork.
Yeah,
you're in there.
Vincent, can I tell you something? Just because it's easy doesn't mean you should do it.
That's true.
That is the opposite of what you should do.
She just moved in as well. You don't know what kind of person she is.
Yes, you do. Very friendly.
And great at pouring a glass of wine, by the sound of it.
I would be shocked and quite frankly depressed if anybody texts in this morning and says, "Don't sleep with your frisky housemate."
Listen, I feel like if she just moved in and she's already like this, warning bells would be like ding, 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 ding. Whoa, going off in my head. I don't know, Vinny.
I know some people have been with their housemates. Didn't work. Didn't work out.
It never works.
Mm.
It very, very rarely does. He's going to have to move. And it's going to be awkward. And she's probably going to bring the girls over and then be bitching about him right in front of him. It's going to be awkward.
I don't care. Right? Your hot housemate walks around in a towel. Wants to sleep with you and you're going to say no, well then you're a disgrace to manhood.
Oh God.
Right, let's get some thoughts on this.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 102 9103.
You're really jumping the gun. Maybe she just wants a shift, Vinny. Maybe she just wants a kiss. That's
all.
You
know what? When he comes home and his clothes are burnt up outside the
back. All his clothes are cut up in the front garden because he did her wrong.
I don't know what's wrong with everybody this morning.
Okay, WhatsApp us if you've any thoughts on this, 085 102 9103, or you can Snapchat us at Beat Takeover. It's 8:33, summer classic from Tupac at Beat Breakfast. Tupac, California Love at Beat 102 103. It's Beat Breakfast. I got a Snapchat. Lads, I was with a housemate before. Best thing is to ask her on a date. Where? To the kitchen? Like, why would you actually go out? It's a strange one, you know, because when you come home from the date, you're coming home together to the living room.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I'd love to hear your honest thoughts. Would you go there yourself? Maybe you have and it worked or it didn't. You can let us know. WhatsApp us on 085 102 9103, or you can call us if you want, 1-890-715-102. We'll get some reaction and we got Zed playing next.
Beat Breakfast. Mornings are tastier with breakfast at McDonald's from 7 a.m. daily.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So the hot housemate who fancies him. And he doesn't know what to do. Barry, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, normally I'd say go for it, but, you know, it could be a messy situation if they're in the same house, you know?
Yeah, that's his concern here, you know? What happens afterwards if it's just a little fling, you know?
Exactly, yeah. It could either turn into something serious or something messy, so the risk is there. He might take it, but I wouldn't advise it now myself. Yeah.
Okay, you
might
steer clear.
Home.
You would stay clear, yeah?
I would stay clear, yeah.
But okay. Sure, you don't know if it's meant to be unless you go there in the first place. Isn't that the way?
Well, I suppose you're right, Vinny, but...
I'm always am,
right? As long as you're okay, Vinny.
Yeah. Listen, Mary, have a good morning. Thanks for chatting to us. I have another message here. It says, lads, absolute disaster. Mm. Absolute disaster. I had a housemate move in and the first night out she confessed... Oh, God.
What now?
The first night out, she confessed to stalking me on Facebook, and that's the reason she wanted to move in. Oh. She confessed her love for me on the first night.
You're like a celeb.
I wasn't even certain on her full name. We ended up getting frisky because of alcohol. After all that, we barely spoke for the next 9 months she moved out. That being said, my best friend had this happen, and they're now in a serious 5-year relationship, so I suppose it can go both ways. I think, look, the alarm bells would have set off there on the first night when she went... I've been watching you on Facebook.
But she lived in the house for 9 months. That's a long stint.
I hope you locked your bedroom door at night for those 9 months.
You could have got a bigger shock after 9 months. Let's be,
Beat Breakfast, good morning.
Beat Breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's.
102, 103. 20 past 9 with Niall, Vinny and Trish on this gorgeous morning. Emma was on to us in Tip. She was on about weekend stuff that happened, and this is so lovely. Myself and my son adopted a donkey from the Donkey Sanctuary in Cork. Such a great cause, and we're going to go visit him loads.
Oh, I always see the ads for those things, and
I know,
like,
and they all look so sad. I just want to go and hug them all.
Cute.
Yeah. So anyway, you can adopt and you can have your own donkey if you wish, like Emma and her son did this weekend. Now, it's Monday, so it's time to refresh. And it's Restart Monday with Centra today, okay?
Okay.
Lovely.
So for me, I had a very lazy weekend. Mm-hmm. I didn't really get off the couch that much this weekend. Maybe just go to the garden to get a little bit of sun. That was it. So we need to restart afresh from today.
Okay.
This is Trish literally every Monday anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. So you're going to watch the food this week, or what's your strategy this week?
My strategy this week is to just eat healthier.
Okay.
You know, forget about the breakfast rolls. You don't need that in your life.
No. Special treat on occasion, but that's it.
Exactly. No more pizzas at 10 a.m.
She does pizza at 10 a.m. quite regularly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for the next couple of months, I'm sticking to it.
Just for the couple of months. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how we get on.
And
we'll
refresh then again.
Yeah.
I've started my health kick. I'm back swimming again.
Oh.
See, I'm going to Spain in 3 weeks, and I just need to tone up a little bit for the beach, yourself. Mm. So
tone up.
Yeah, yeah. The arms, from the breaststroke and stuff. You
as
know?
If it's just a topper upper, like.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not starting from scratch.
I'm not
at
starting
all.
From zero. No, we're starting at 60 miles an hour here.
So like yours is a complete start.
No, well, rather than a restart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a little bit. But look, the intention is there. Yeah. That's the main thing. Now, look, if you fancy doing the same, you can head on over to beat102103.com/health to go hiking with Centra, and for your chance to win a full hiking kit to sort you out for the day. Mm-hmm. That's something I want. We got to do that. We got to hike up the Cumbres this summer, lads, and swim in Cum Chigán.
Oh, I love the Cumbres.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I can't swim, but the hiking, yes, definitely.
B102103.com/health. Centra, live every day only on Beat. Coming up on Beat Breakfast, we've got a cracking Play Irish song for you. For the weather that's in it today, you're going to love it. And we got a buzz update on the way, including a really strange new celeb couple, if we were to believe this story. Stay with us.
Beat Breakfast, up and at 'em with bacon and egg McMuffins from McDonald's from 7 a.m. daily.
Now, there you are. It's a new one from Niall Horan. It's called Slow Hands at Beat 102, 103.
Niall, getting naughty.
We've just had a burst of texts coming through. I just want to read you a couple of the comments on the dilemma.
Okay.
Because some of the texts are only coming through now. Tackle away, will you?
No.
There's other rude ones I can't read.
Why are you so naughty?
Stephen says, I missed the star dilemma. All I heard was, if your good-looking flatmate is walking around in a towel and she wants to sleep with you, would you? If I didn't miss anything else and that's it, that's not a dilemma. Would I? Abso-defo-lutely, says Stephen. And Jane Bonclody says, every lad would have a dream about that. You may do it for all of mankind. So all the guys with Vinny, it seems, this morning. However, you were called a sleazebag on WhatsApp.
By every sensible woman out there.
Why am I a sleazebag?
She's
the one walking around in half knot, and she's the one plying her housemate with wine.
If she's forcing it down his throat.
She's bringing him a glass, begging him to give her a head massage. She's the one. She's asking for it.
Mm. You know what? When he comes home and the apartment's on fire, you won't be like, ooh, should have just gone for it.
Why is it going to be on fire?
So what does that say about you as women?
Why is the place going to be on fire?
Because she's probably not, it's not going to end well. You know it won't end well.
Mm. Okay, look, we'll get back to the dilemma tomorrow morning. If there's something you want us to talk about, our email address is talk@beat102.3.com.
Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.